Go ahead, Matt.
I think we met, you know, just around town, you know, at various shows, various bars, you know, over the years. We all played in different projects throughout the years, and, you know, eventually we all ended up playing together. I think that, you know, we're interested in so many different styles of music that it's hard to really say that we're into the same genre, but I think there's certain things that connect us, like, you know, we're all very much into, you know, kind of ambient music and shoegaze, but, you know, there's different things I think we're, you know, post-rock's another thing, that the fact that we are really not necessarily being motivated by a genre is what causes us to have a style that can possibly grow in so many different directions.
I think, yeah, Matt got it right. I think there's connection points between bands like Landing, something we all will listen to as we're setting up and tearing down our gear, and we just love it. And then everybody has something different that they're into on their own that's unique. And there's not a strict conformity, per se, but we will come together on various different sounds that tend to be drawn from ambient, and, you know, very instrumentally driven music is a big connection point for us. So I think there's connection points that are clear, and then there's something that's unique to every individual, and that's what keeps it fun.
Oddly enough, I met the guys at a Syracuse show.
Yeah.
Because they've had a few different lineups, and I've had two different friends who've played with them. And so they were the bandmates of my friend's band, is how I met them. And then I joined around a year ago to promote the CD.
But not too long after a fundraiser show that we did here at the place that we're doing this interview,
which is Mark's Cafe
in Washington, D.C.